Tonight for the Food and Drink Show, I've been to Ilkley to meet Kelly, the top chef at Quinta Bar and Restaurant. The bar is liveliest on Friday and Saturday nights when guests flock in to try dishes like scallops, individually wrapped beef wellingtons, and even a killer souffle that Kelly has spent 4 years perfecting. She kindly offered to walk me through making some of the dishes on the current menu, and with the chance to try some of the food for myself. Well, I just couldn't resist. Kelly, hello.
Hi.
Now, I am going to follow you into the kitchen very shortly. You're going to be cooking a couple of dishes and maybe give me a bit of a lowdown on some of the top chef secrets on how you're creating them. What are the dishes we're going to go and have a go at?
I think we'll go with the prawns that we've got on the menu at the moment and maybe the sea bass dish.
Okay, let's go fishy. That works. So, item number one then. Prawns. Kelly, give us a bit more detail of what's going to be on the plate by the end.
Yeah, it's king prawns cooked in sauce, which is it's like a vinaigrette almost. It's chilies, spring onion, ginger. You put that in the pan, put the prawns in straight away.
Quite fresh then.
Yeah, you cook it so it's all cooked through. A bit of salad, it's dressed, homemade house dressing, and then on the plate, served up. And it's such a simple dish, and it's so popular. Even when I'm serving it up, I'm like, I want some myself. So, yeah, as I say, I've just made this sauce today, so it should be quite nice.
When you're ready, we've got a very hot pan on the hot plate over here. Is that the key to cooking a good prawn? Is a hot pan?
Yeah. As I say, as soon as you put the dressing in, put the prawns in straight away because obviously you don't want to burn it. And then obviously they don't take long to cook. Yeah, you do. You get your plate ready first with the salad, or you could do it while they're not cooking. So especially when it's busy, obviously Tom's going to be cooking here, and I'll be over there doing all the plating up and everything else.
Right, let's get these prawns in the pan then, Kelly. That pan is getting nice and hot.
Yeah. Get a bit of oil there.
They are getting pink already. Because, of course, prawns come grey when they're raw, but in the shop you can buy a lot of already cooked pink prawns. Is it better to do them this way, from raw?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because it infuses the flavour into the prawns. So they're nearly done that side, so I'll just...
Yeah, this is going to be a quick dish, isn't it? Yeah, so we've got some quick salad preparation here. Bit of rocket.
Bit of rocket, bit of frizzé, bit of homemade house dressing. Top it on.
Okay, flipping those prawns like a pro. Okay, they're nearly done then. I can see why this is a popular dish to order. It looks gorgeous already. Oh, that looks delicious.
If there's a bit too much oil on there, we just give it a wipe. So. Right, and that's your prawn dish.
Fabulous. I'll let them cool down and then I'll have a little try. Meanwhile, the second dish that we're going to be doing today, we're going to stick to the fish theme, another fish dish, and we're going to go for sea bass.
Broccoli puree, tempura battered broccoli, citrus sauce and new potatoes. So it's a little bit, there's not too many flavours on there, but together it just goes really well.
And I like the idea that we're getting our veg in, but we're deep frying it in batter. I like that. It's the best way of veg, I think.
Yeah.
So first of all, we're starting with the main component, with the fish. What's going on here, Kelly?
Yeah, just it's three bits of sea bass. Just season it before it goes in the pan. See, so it's got a bit of flavour.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've prepared the tempura batter, which is flour, soda water.
The bit that makes it fizz and crispy.
Yeah, okay. So just mix that in, salt and pepper, ready to go in the fryer. So
okay. Broccoli fritters in a very hot fryer then.
Yeah. Drain it off a little bit because you don't want the fryer to be mucked up with batter.
Okay, they're bubbling away nicely.
Let's get our sea bass going.
Skin side first, is there a reason?
Yeah, just get it crispy. Yeah, and then obviously get it cooked quite a bit, skin side, and then when you flicked it, it don't take that much cooking.
Is it the same with all fish? If you're keeping the skin on, should it be skin side first?
Yeah. It's just obviously, it protects the fish from... overcooking as well.
Okay. So, I suppose it kind of holds it together if it's quite flaky.
And the reason why we score the skin is because obviously it'll curl up. It still probably will curl up a little bit, so you just hold it down a little bit. make sure it's flat.
Okay, the broccoli fritters are out, and my goodness, are they looking a good way to eat your greens. Beautiful. Okay, everything is ready, bar the main event, bar the sea bass, which is in pan as we speak. That looks absolute heaven. I'm going to go for these tempura broccolis because they look very good. Oh yeah, I'd quite happily eat that as my method of eating broccoli forever. Very good. Let's have a little go at the sea bass then. With some of the broccoli puree and some of the citrus. Yeah, I'm feeling brave today. Let's go for skin on. That is so nice. The orange really works with the broccoli, doesn't it? Because the broccoli is kind of a bit more of a heavy vegetable and the citrus just brings it up. Beautiful. So this is one of your most popularly ordered dish?
There's the halibut and then there's this one as well. So I said they're all popular, but these two are the main ones that go out quite a lot. Yeah.
Kelly, thank you so much for letting me invade your kitchen. Two beautiful dishes. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, thank you.
You can find Quinta on Wells Road, just a very short walk from the train station in Ilkley. To book online or find out more, head to quintabarandgrill.com or check them out on Facebook.